I had to sleep with my sister to prove to my parents that she was obsessed with me. It all started when she would bury her head under my skirt. She kept challenging me to climb an old treehouse, which I finally did, only to realize she could see up my skirt as I climbed. I screamed at her to stop looking, and she acted like I was disgusting for thinking she was looking. The whole situation was super weird, so I just let it go and never mentioned it again. A few months later, I caught her looking at my photos on my phone. Of course, a big fight happened, and my parents got involved. She told them she was trying to delete an ugly photo I had taken of her somehow. My parents saw it as if we were both in the wrong. I didn't have anything scandalous there, but it just felt so wrong for her to be looking at my photos. 2 years later, when we were moving to a new house, my sister and I found out we would be sharing the same bathroom. My sister acted annoyed, but I could see the smile on her face. She never knocked when I was in the shower. Instead, she just tried to see if the door was locked. Eventually, the inevitable happened. I forgot to lock the door, and she barged in. Fortunately, I was still dressed. I told my parents about it, and instead of the solution being that she should knock, the solution was that I should use the guest bathroom downstairs. Just when I thought it couldn't get worse, it did. A few nights ago, after a family barbecue, I went back to my room and noticed that the pants I had changed out of before everyone arrived were out of the laundry basket and on the floor. When I got up to do the laundry the next morning, I realized that the underwear I was wearing with those pants was missing. I wanted to scream my sister's name and storm into her room, but it would be pointless. The idea of confronting her about it and her trying to manipulate me again was so exhausting that I simply didn't say anything. I knew my younger sister was guilty, but I had no concrete proof, and I was sure that if I confronted her or told my parents, she would just try to manipulate me again and make me feel crazy. As I suspected, a few days later, I noticed that some of my white and black underwear were missing from my dresser, but this time I didn't say anything and acted like I didn't know anything. The next part of my plan was a bit sneaky, as I suspected. A few days later, I noticed that some of the white and black underwear were missing from my dresser, but this time I didn't say anything and acted like I didn't know anything. The next part of my plan was a bit sneaky. I was thinking about how to make her hit on me or something like that so I could record it and show my parents. So, I decided on something. My parents were going to another city for the wedding of two of their friends. That day would be perfect to put the plan into action, so the day arrived. I thought of all the ways to provoke her, and the most effective way I found was to pretend I was using the bathroom and stay inside wearing only the bottom of my bikini, waiting for her to barge in as she always did. As expected, she broke in through the door as usual, but I didn't expect the reaction she had. She stood there staring at me as if she wanted to pounce on me, like a wolf looks at its prey defensively, but at the same time with a scared expression. This time, I did it differently. I didn't scream. I didn't move away. I didn't make a scene. I just looked into her eyes with a tempting expression. I smiled and asked, "Do you like what you see?" She was startled again and said, "Of course, I've always hoped for this sight." At that moment, I knew my plan was going to work. Now you can check if there is a part 2 by pressing share and more.